one companion came into the honorable service of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he requested that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please give me some advice, nasiha, and be it short, subhanallah, unique style. Give me nasiha, and also it should be concise, short. So the first thing we need to understand from this hadith is the person who is questioning is not a human being of this generation, today's generation. He was from amongst the companions of Rasulullah. And the passion of those personalities, they were very distinct and different. They had one passion which they attained via the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sohbat, and then that spread, that passion, across the universe, the world. And that was at the height, the peak at that time, the peak. Every companion had one passion, one desire, and that was that may we attain and make our akhirah hereafter. Whenever they would be in the holy service of the Holy Prophet and put forward a question, there was no objective of worldly benefit, nor was that the intention. Rather, the lesson here was that the love of the world should vanish and the love of the hereafter and deen should come. This was the passion of all of the companions. So when this companion requested that Rasulullah ﷺ, please give me nasiha, behind that wasn't that how will my business flourish, what will be the state of affairs of my wife, children, how will I get a house, how will my expenses be met, how can I be saved from hunger and poverty. They weren't worried about these factors because they had yaqeen in the Quran that Allah has promised rizq, wealth, and that rizq will arrive. But the real thing that we have been sent for into this world, that's just one thing. That the time to come, we should prepare for that, subhanAllah. With regards to the hereafter, we should think. They didn't have fikr-e dunya, they had fikr-e akhirah on the heights, the peak fikr. So this companion who was putting forward his question, obviously he didn't have any other objective or reason or purpose. He didn't have that passion. No companion had that desire that they should question or have a desire, something hidden. So what was the meaning of give me nasiha? Their objective was just this, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my hereafter be made, may I attain dunya, as long as I am in the dunya, may I stay alive with Allah Ta'ala's obedience and no action of mine, may it be against Allah Ta'ala's order, may my life live according to Sharia, according to your obedience, according to your sunnah. And this was everything they wanted to do. I want to be observant with salah, solid, and my heart should feel like going to the masjid to pray in jama'ah, congregation. And may I not be negligent in anything, doing anything. And the ahkams Allah Ta'ala has given to me, may I implement that with passion and fervor. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. This was the meaning of his request for nasiha. Why? Because this is that path of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we have learned from you. And all of these ways I want to attain. And this dunya, this world, there are obstacles, nafs, shaitan. They are here, aren't they? So, I am present in your service for this reason, that this dunya that Allah Ta'ala has given to me to live in, I have only one concern whilst here. that I should be saved from the azab of the grave, from the challenges of the grave, from the day of resurrections, challenges, from the challenges on the day of judgment. This is their test to come, isn't it? You know, the person who's dying, he leaves a lot of things behind. Remember this. The person who is dying, he leaves a lot of things behind. You know, when we observe the janazah, funeral, then he's leaving things behind. What are the things? He's leaving his home and shop and his car, his ring, his watch, his clothes. Everything he's leaving behind. And Sharia says, now distribute his possessions and distribute it into the world. This is inheritance, wirasat. Every man is thinking, he's left this, he's left that. He leaves things, the person who's passing away. But despite all of these things, the most important thing he's leaving behind, the biggest message he's leaving behind, and that message, 99.9% of the people don't understand the message he's leaving behind. They look at his possessions. They remember his love. They remember his possessions, his items, which people love. And other people who loved him, they remember his memories, the more deep the relationship was. But all people, common people, they don't look at that message that that deceased person is leaving behind. And in reality, when he's died, then he has no connection with the things he's left behind. He has no interest with his possessions. Because that dunya that he's going to, these possessions won't be beneficial there. He won't need a watch, he won't need clothes. Why? Because the place he's going to, he will get the attire of Jannah. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And Subhanallah, he will get the great attire of Jannah. Yes, he will get the items of paradise. They're waiting for him. So at the time of death, all of that desire ends for worldly possessions. He has no concern for that. But one which is the most important message which he's leaving behind, if we were to pay attention to that, Subhanallah, one person from the world, if he was to pay attention at that moment, he can improve his life. And he is departing from this world, dying, and he's calling out, leaving a message. His mouth is sealed. You're praying his janazah. You're observing his janazah, but he's giving you a message. And his message isn't just for his relatives, because for the relatives left a watch, a house, a car, a business, this is what they will distribute. But a message he is leaving internationally, the deceased person, because he's going to the world of the hereafter, and he's saying this, Inna Allah sari'ul hisab, that remember, this secret has unraveled in front of me. I'm ghayr from your vision now. I've disappeared. But you very soon also will have hisab, reckoning, accounting. Does anybody listen to this message of his, my brothers? Does anybody? He's leaving this message with silence and he's gone. He won't come back. He's saying, I've gone. But remember, don't remember, that you don't continue your life like me in deception. Don't waste your time. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Very soon, hisab kitab will occur for you people. That how did you waste this time in life? And what words, wasteful talk you pass your time with? And you wasted your time. Brothers, have you heard this message up till today? And if somebody grabs this message, he's gone. He's passed away. What's he saying? That until yesterday he's with us. He was sitting with us. He was talking to us. And he just said when he left, make the food, I'm coming back. He said, I'm going to do something, I'll see you soon. And all of this message, me and you, what do we receive? What message? That with you also these occurrences will happen that have just happened to me. So the message we need to take is beware, don't waste your life in this world. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab, very soon, quickly, you will also pass from this dunya, you will depart this dunya. And if anybody accepts this message, immediately his life can change and improve. And there's no greater tabliq than this, than that person who's passing away is doing. Practically he's showing, look, my hands are empty. This world I used to run after, I used to leave salah for this world. I used to break my relationships. I used to embrace and earn haram. Haram earnings, look, I'm going. Look. Imagine, I was with you and I'm departing in front of you. I'm going to a place that I will never come back. I will never come, never will we meet again. Everything I'm giving to you, you're distributing. But on departing, I'm giving you nasiha that you will also go like this. So learn this message from me. Change yourself, improve yourself. Isn't this the message, brothers? So this was the fervor, passion of the Sahabi, of Prophet of Allah ﷺ. Give me nasiha, advise me, that how can I free myself from the trap of this, the net of this world. If I'm trapped in this world, trapped in dawlat, in wealth, and he's asking, requesting a big help from the Prophet ﷺ. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And what is this? Allahu Akbar. All of this is what? One Sahabi is asking, but today from all of us, if one individual, every one of us has a desperate need for this nasiha. Every human being is desperately need this. We are stuck in such traps, in bad traps of the dunya, that he's saying, Sariul Isab, I'm going, I was trapped in this world, stuck, I was trapped in, I had nothing else apart from earning money, money. That's all I was doing. So the Sahabi, for us, they are receiving the messages, and they're distributing to the world. If today we receive this message, that word, that Ya Rasulullah, give me nasiha, give me advice, tell me, how can I become a good Muslim and live in this world so that I don't have the love of the world, I don't have the fear of the world, and I have fikri akhirah, concern for the hereafter, that place about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that people, that the tests that will come after this world are very severe. The Prophet ﷺ said that with regards to the grave, I have not seen a more severe and challenging phase compared to the grave. Allahu Akbar. After the grave will be Hashr, resurrection, day of judgment, where the Prophet ﷺ went on the journey, he saw, experienced, he saw hellfire. But the conclusion, Rasulullah gave the summary, the most severe and challenging place is nothing more than the grave. And that's the first phase where we will go to, where we'll be lowered into the grave after death. In Allah Sariul Isab. But the people's hearts are sealed. They're closed. He's asking for something else. Tell me, if today we get that advice and embrace it, amazing ease we're getting today. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Death is on our doorstep. It's in front of us. Today, let's focus on this nasiha. He's requesting, pleading, Rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the universe. He was sat in this world with the treasures. Ask from me, and I will give to you immediately. I've got the solutions. I'll give you the solution, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi, he gave us Quran, Sharia. Tell me, did he not have the cure, the solution for these issues? And look at how he was asking until the day of Qiyamah for all human beings who had the need for the solution. As the dunya will continue, the conditions will change. The day of yesterday, today, for example, the day of yesterday was less of it, but the day to come, a new issue will be introduced to the world, to us. Every moment to come, what's the news? Today in America, this happened, in this country, this occurred, that country, this today, this happened, in this country, today. Every hour that passes, we are presented with something that takes us closer to Qiyamah, that can invite us and draw us towards destruction and loss. Is this not the case? But subhanAllah, may we be sacrificed on the blessed, honorable words of the Prophet when he gave cure from his blessed tongue and statements. That was a shifa, and it drew us closer to success in the hereafter. I'm not giving a speech, a lecture, brothers. What's the niyyah you need to make? The intention. This is not a speech. This is not a speech. Remember what I'm saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you here, and I'm sat here not for me to speak and for you to listen, not for a lecture, for a speech. I'm not sat here for that purpose. Nor is this a masala, a point of debate. There are two points. A debate or a speech or a lecture is given at that time, or forcefully is given to people. Yeah? Many people, they get tired, but they have to sit down. But nasiha, the person who comes to sit and listen to nasiha, he comes with his own passion and fervor. You don't give an invitation to that person. You don't force him to come. You'll get food after the gathering. You'll get this, there'll be this and that. Sit for 2 minutes, please. Listen. Or to trap people in a gathering. No, that is about delivering a lecture speech. And very difficult is it to impact on the heart of the person. But the person who comes himself, arrives himself to the gathering with a talab, with a desire to listen, he doesn't come to be spoken to. He comes to do. Subhanallah. So today, with that passion of yaqeen in Allah's mercy, that we haven't come here to listen, to be told, told and become dumb by listening, being told. Whatever Allah Ta'ala delivers to us today, we will fill our treasure chests and depart. And the Sahaba Akram, inshallah, will change our lives today. Allah's Nabi said that my every companion is like a star in the sky. My every companion is like a star in the sky. Whichever star you choose and elect, it will guide you. Allahu Akbar. So today, listen carefully to what I'm saying, my brothers, that He is taking us out of the trap that we are stuck in. Yes, that so we can start to become obedient servants, follow Allah's ahkams, obey, and every order of Allah. If Allah says do parda, we do parda. If Allah orders keep the bed, we'll keep the bed. If Allah says pray salah in the masjid, we'll pray salah like that. All the orders Allah will tell us to do, exhort us to do, we'll do it. And on the other hand, whichever action Allah says, I am displeased with this, beware, don't eat this, don't do this haram action, don't go towards riba, don't do immodest actions, don't listen to music and singing, dancing, then those actions Allah has told us to refrain from, also we want them, don't we? We want to refrain from them. So we'll get both things. The Sahabi is saying, Ya Rasulullah, I don't want to do those actions that will earn that they are the worst actions and they will give the worst consequence in the grave. That I have not, Rasulullah said, I've not seen a worse and more severe place than the grave. I want to be safe from that. Yes, that forget that nasiya, that the Sahabi at the time, it's us. We are the ones who want to be safe from that severity. That challenge. This was his question and pleading the request for nasiya. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so he asked one question. Oh, Prophet of Allah, please give me nasiya. After that, his next statement, what a fantastic. He said, please give me nasiya, but please concise. Concise. 100%, this was not for that day and age, this request. 100%. That please tell me amal Rasulullah and tell me an amal that I can do easily. I don't have time. And today, most definitely, we don't have time. So that was for today. Such a great solution that we can get the summary of deen. We can pray salah, become pious, we leave the sins, and we obey Allah's all of His orders. We become obedient servants. Look at his request. We'll believe in the Quran, we'll obey the Quran, we'll do recitation of the Quran. All of these things that Sahabi was asking for. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, He gave the whole ocean of the guidance within the small amount. Ask a question, I'll give you the answer. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? What a big need we have today in our lives. And a concise response. For example, I won't be able to go on chillas for days on end. I won't be able to go for 40 days or years in jungles like people in the olden days used to do. And do lengthy tasbihat, recitations, lengthy salah, etc. That we could do this. Subhanallah, we could do it. If Allah gave us hukum, we would smile and do that. Because to be saved from the graves, azab, we have to do these things. But subhanallah, end of the Prophet, he requested, Ya Rasulullah, give me a concise answer. I want to carry on living in the world, looking after my wife and children, subhanallah. I want to bring up my children, look after my wife, I want to run a business, I want cars, I want houses, I want everything. I want to run in parallel with the dunya, but subhanallah. What a great question. But all of Allah's orders, I want to continue to implement and practice. I want to be safe from the sins. Not that don't work, stay at home, and don't do anything. No, this is not what the Sharia says. So what a great request. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to obey the deen, but I don't want any disturbance in my dunya. My wife and children shouldn't grab out of my legs. You're always running after the masjid. You're always just doing deen, not doing anything. Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give me such a nasiya, such an amal, practice that's concise, easy, simple, so I have the whole deen in my life easily. Shall I tell you the answer? But, it's not about listening. What niyyah should we make intention? No, rather step forth. Step forth. We should step forth and go towards physically. So should we be? We should be prepared. Are we ready? Are we ready? That's subhanallah. Very simple solution. Otherwise, inna Allah sayyidul sab. How many people are passing away even today? We'll do dua for those hazrat, those people who have left the world and gone to the mercy of Allah. And we'll give the thawab of all of this gathering. We'll deliver that thawab to them. Yes, they will be waiting for us, those poor souls. The Allah's seated down a good jama'ah. They've come themselves, sat down themselves. No one's pushed them. What pious people they are in this gathering today. In this amal they're doing. Today we will deliver the reward to those people who are waiting for this Isa alayhi thawab. Because we will also be there tomorrow. And we'll be pleading that please somebody behind us in the dunya send some thawab to us. So when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer with this, my brothers. Amal is coming now, the practice. You want to hear? You ready? Prepared? Amal is coming. Amal. Actually, it's a sahih hadith I'm sharing with you. Allah's Nabi said to his companion, "The wah, you have made it for my ummah today from this question that you are putting forward to me. Whichever generation comes up, even a Dajjal generation, whatever generation comes, alhamdulillah, whoever follows and does amal on this nasiha that I'm giving to you, my sahabi, that person will not remain empty handed. He will not remain empty handed. Impossible. No man, no woman. No woman, no man. MashaAllah. What is the amal? Allah's Nabi saw him, heard his request, and replied that you, with regards to your tongue, always you should keep it moist and busy, occupied in dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. This hadith, brothers, hadith. This isn't Mufti Sahib saying this masala. This is not Hazrat Sahib telling you this masala. This is not some big peer Sahib telling you this masala. No, some Sheikh ul Hadith telling you this masala. This is he who came as to distribute rahmah, mercy to the world, rahmatul lil alamin. From his blessed tongue came haq, truth. And only he said what Allah sent as revelation to his blessed tongue. Subhanallah. And how foolish and stupid will be the humanity and the ummah that at this moment in time they waste this nasiha. And what a great reward in comparison to this action. All you have to do is your tongue always, every second, keep it moist and busy with the dhikrullah. In other words, become a dhakir. Dhikr is your job, task, subhanallah. And all of these things you requested, it's our Rabb who will fulfill them, subhanallah. All you have to do is dhikr. Dhikrullah, the dhakir, he's been given a guarantee. You will pray salah, you will obey Allah's orders, you will follow the ahkams, you will be saving, preventing, practicing things, you will follow sharia, you will be implementing the sunnah. Remember, nafs shaitan will come. And don't reject this path. Dhikrullah, continue to do it. Istiqamat, inshallah, Allah willing, before death, you will attain iman and depart with iman. Guaranteed. I'm not saying this. I'm just like you. One who does. A wali Allah gave me a seer. I grabbed it. I embraced it. Today with my heart and body and mind, I say that the nasiha that I was given, I'm not saying I'm pious and good, I took the nasiha. Whatever happens, whatever generation comes, whatever era comes, whatever conditions around you, don't leave, I will not leave your dhikr, Allah will not leave your dhikr. I just grabbed that nasiha that was given. Don't fear, don't be scared, I've done this sin, that sin, this has happened, why is this happening, I'm doing dhikr. Remember, Allah's promises are true. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Allah's promises, no, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's promises wrong, no, Allah's promises wrong. These are true, sincere, honest promises. Deception is for us, whatever sin you commit. Nafs and shaitan, if they deviate you, but if you grab hold of dhikrullah, if we grab hold of the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, it's a big guarantee coming, inshallah, before death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you depart this world in that condition. You'll be praying salah, you will leave the sins, you will discard the sins. Dhikr is such a powerful, powerful action. Big guarantee being given. And Allah's Nabi Sallam himself has given us this guarantee. That what you're scared of, that I've presented to you, that the place which is the grave, which is the most severe, is there's no place which is more scary than the grave. The first place we'll have to go to after death. And Rasulullah said that about the grave, that if you do amal on my nasi of dhikr, then dhikrullah is the greatest action, the most strongest action that will save you from the azab of qabr. Say subhanallah. What a contrast. What a big deception for that person who says, I'm lazy, I can't come to the gathering majlis, I can't pick up the tasbih. Then shaitan has made him his strong client and he's destroyed in this world who is neglectful of dhikrullah. In this world he's destroyed who has rejected dhikr. After learning dhikr and he neglects dhikr, there can be no more foolish person than him in the world. Lazy? Lazy? The game is over, oh madman. You have gone into the wilderness due to your laziness. Game is over. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is given guaranteed. I'm telling you this action. The grave is the worst of places. And Rasulullah said on top of that, that zikrullah will be the greatest force to save you from the azab al-qabr. That will be the scene of Qiyamah, the scene of resurrection. Rasulullah said, what will be the severe test on that day? And about that, Rasulullah said, I speak the haq, the truth, with regards to the hereafter, day of judgment. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? What a great hadith you hear regularly. Subhanallah. That he's telling us the cure. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes with regards to certain nations, people, qawms on the day of judgment. So now the sketch is being laid in front of us. Subhanallah. Rasulullah said, the qiyamah, hashr, resurrection, bridge of sirat. Worst challenges. These challenges will come. Whoever has gone and gone in the wrong way will fail. As soon as my eyes closed, I'm gone. I'm not a patient anymore. I've died and that scene will come. Hashr, qiyamah, he's got close to it. He's gone close to it. So with regards to Hashr, Qiyamah Day, Rasulullah said that some nations, some qawms, what will happen? What will be their hal on the day of judgment? Their faces, what will happen? They'll be shining, sparkling, say Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi is saying himself that they'll be in a very good way. Their faces will be sparkling like noor. There'll be women, there'll be men. They'll be sparkling, shining like noor. Then Rasulullah said, their faces won't just be shining with noor. They will be sat on thrones of pearls. Allahu Akbar, can anyone reject this? Is there any human being who can reject these statements of Rasulullah? Try it. Their faces will be shining with noor on the day of judgment. Imagine the darkness of the day of judgment will be so intense we can imagine. The heat of the day of judgment will be so intense we can imagine. And the scenes of judgment, the prophets will be running around seeking shifa, seeking intercession from Rasulullah. They'll be begging whoever they go to. They say, I can't do nothing for you. I can't help you. Musa, I cannot help you. Every Nabi will go, I can't do nothing for you. I can't help you. Everybody, nafsi, myself on the day of Qiyamah. And that day there'll be a group of people. Allah's Nabi said, I guarantee you, you asked me for nasiha, I gave the answer. Then look at the description of those successful people. That their faces will have noor dripping from their faces, shining in their faces. Subhanallah, noor. What noor? Allah knows best what will be that noor. Their faces will be shining with noor. And where will they be sat? In such a way, on the thrones of pearls. They will be sat on the thrones of pearls. Imagine their glory, their status. In that condition, they will be in the day of judgment. The Sahaba were shocked, dismayed, and said, and Rasulullah said, listen also, I'm not talking about the prophets here. Allah's Nabi said, I'm not talking about the shuhada and the great pious elders and personalities. I'm talking about normal people. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Normal people, selected. I'm not talking about them. The normal selected people, Allah will treat them like this. Their faces will be shining with noor. They'll be sat on the members of noor and pearls. And all of the people will be looking at them in awe. Looking at them in awe. The people of the world on the day of the Rasulullah is describing this scene to us. The Sahaba suddenly shocked. Their hearts came open. Ya Rasulullah, please tell us, how can we be there? How can we be included? Ya Rasulullah, please tell us, what's the solution? Imagine their quality. What amal? What practice? Same amal that the Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, give me nasiha. Rasulullah replied, listen, what did they do? Allah Ta'ala has given them a great reward on the day of judgment. Yes, there'll be people from different families, different backgrounds, different peoples, different families, different tribes. Somebody will be this and this and this. You'll see, look, different castes we have. You'll be this and that caste and this background, this tribe. Thousands of castes are present here. People from one city, one country, but many castes and tribes. Allah's given the recognition in the ummah from castes and tribes. And this is international, subhanallah. We're an international ummah. Say subhanallah. We have an international situation here in this majlis. All people from all over the world are joined in. Say subhanallah. It's not just me and you. People from around the world. What a true haqq promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I will take you into paradise. Allahu Akbar. Amazing, amazing. And where am I sitting? India. I'm sat in Zimbabwe. In different corners of the world, this noor of Allah is spreading far and wide around the globe. Yes, that as shaitan progresses with the age, as the people of the world get into the control of shaitan, Allah has spread this noor around the world. Allah says to the shaitan, you try to stop the mic, but I will spread my dhikr to the corners of the world. You'll be sat in the masjid in Bolton, but you'll be heard in Masjid Nabawi, you'll be heard. Subhanallah. You'll be sat in the masjid in Bolton, and you'll be heard in Haram Sharif in front of the Kaaba. Huh? Yes, I'm not saying wrong. Pick up the phones and you'll see. You'll be in Bolton. I'll deliver the dhikr there, because there's nothing restricted. This is my name. Allahu Akbar, Allah says. It's my name that is being elevated. Stop it if you can, Allah says. Stop it if you can. Stop it. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Allah says, stop it if you can. Such a great name, you're remembering my name. Allah says that the hearts will split asunder, but the dhikr of Allah will continue and continue. Who can reduce my nur? Allah says, try to reduce my nur. And Allah's name, there's no greater nur than the name of Allah. That everyone is dependent. The Kaaba, all of the nur in the universe, all dependent on what? Allah. Allah. Allah's nur has spread around the world, the universe. Allah says, how can this be that my name is stopped? I'll show you, there'll be one masjid, the source. The town will be small, not a big town, not a big country. And where is dhikr being done? In the Kaaba, in Madinatul Manawwara. And it's such a place that the doors will be shut and you won't be able to go. They'll be sealed, that there will be the generation of fitna. But my name for sure will be delivered there, Subhanallah. My dhikr is everywhere. Allah says, no way, you don't need a visa, it doesn't need a passport, it just needs one thing. Ashik, a lover, one with desire who wants to mention my name. There should be an ashik with the desire of my name. Then see how I deliver my name via the technology. And he who's via, he goes, imagine the maqam of those who arrange that technology. Imagine their maqam. Subhanallah. Look at this. It's not a small thing. On the night of Jummah, Allah Ta'ala seated us here. You think it's a minor thing? It's a hadith I'm sharing with you on this day. So it's stated, Subhanallah, different families and backgrounds and tribes from different places, Kenya, Zimbabwe, America, USA, the whole world, people are gathered. They'll be collected, gathered in this gathering, Subhanallah. Eh? Has Allah Ta'ala not gathered everybody? Pakistan has been listened. It's what's the time there at the moment? What's the time of the 8 a.m? So it's 1 a.m. there in Pakistan. Wallahi, that if you look at the messages that come via the phone, there are people sat in the gathering listening to this gathering in Pakistan. I swear by Allah, they're doing this. Young girls and boys, not budde, old people, young boys and girls, they've crushed their desires. Allah seated them in the dhikr. The dhikr is happening, they're saying, dhikr, we must join in. Pakistan. Who can stop the name of Allah? Who can close the name of Allah? Who can close down the gathering? Allah's name is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. It's shaitan who stops us. That, for example, where Allah's dhikr is happening and is spreading around the world, but here there's darkness surrounding. Allahu Akbar, people in darkness. That person, Allah, whoever he selects, who he desires, he selects for his name. Tell me, what's the hal of those? Oh, I can't go, I can't join in. Desire as you want it. But the nur is being distributed in the world. Allah is sending this forgiveness the night of Jummah, where this name is emitting from, where the nur is emitting from. Subhanallah, don't ask about that people in that gathering. They'll speak against it, but there'll be nobody to speak with love about it. Oh, they're mad, what they're doing in the majlis. This jamaat. What do you mean jamaat? Is this some cult or group who does dhikr? We are just sat to remember Allah's name. We're not a jamaat. We're not some group. We're not some cult. We're not some sect. Different backgrounds, different families from different countries. And there's one condition. They'll be gathered, assembled, seated down. But there's one condition. The reason for sitting is not dunya. And it's not that they will come and I'll ask them for money, for items of the world. No, nobody will come to that gathering with desire for dunya. Whoever comes, he will come with my love, Allah says, with my love. He will come. Haven't they come with the love? Tell me. Has anyone come here? Oh, he's coming. I want to grab him at that time. I need to get my money back from him. Nobody has come with this intention. Rather, if there is an argument, quarrel, then inshallah, due to this majlis, their quarrel will end as well. Their dispute will, oh, forget that. We're not going to discuss this. Be gone with that discussion. Forget that here. What are we going to ask for charity here or money here? And asking for charity, okay, it's fine. But even here, charity is not requested. Money, donations. Because Allah said himself, there's only... You will see there'll be different people from different backgrounds, different families, from different places. And after sitting there, nobody amongst them will have no other desire of the world. They'll have only one desire. Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, love, will seat them down. And it's stated, these are those people, when they sit in this way with this intention, they'll do dhikrullah, Allah's remembrance. These were those people in the world, they did this action. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So remember, this is Allah says, this was my rahmah, that somebody maybe will come after a month or after a week, but who I love more, morning and evening, he's in the majlis. What a great loss and an act of unfortunateness, of misery. The morning and evening we have this majlis. Allah sends a message of forgiveness morning and evening. Allah gives a chance morning and evening. Whoever sits, however many more times he sits, the third says on the day of judgment, his hashr, his face will be shining with noor, and will be sat on the throne of pearls, and the people around him on the day of judgment will be shocked and in awe of that person. Should we leave this majlis? That is this the gathering of my dad, my grandfather? Is my private gathering? Is this my private jamaat? No. This is Allah Ta'ala's treasures being distributed. Allah, if He wants, He'll carry it on. If He wants, He'll stop it. This is not that He will just carry on forever. This is Allah's selection. Allah Ta'ala, let's say, continue, will be grateful. As long as the people of this town are grateful for this majlis, that there's a majlis, people are sitting doing dhikr, well, let's join him. Until that time, Allah says, I'll let it continue. Allah says, but when my ghazab comes, my anger comes, that when people will leave the majlis and run away and go towards loss, and they will turn their faces from dhikr, Allah says, people, I will send azab to them. And azab, they will join in on the azab. So now, that brothers, Allah says, the gathering is continuing and benefit from, do you understand what I'm saying? Rather, we should be extremely grateful for this ni'mah. Allah is such a great ni'mah. Soon as we go to Fajr, then you seat us down for a little while after Fajr. And all of that thawab that's mentioned in the hadith, that same sahabi who asked for that nasiyah, and that guarantee that the sahabi asked on our behalf, that those people who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah subhanallah, in the world, Allah says, I will take the love of the world out of their heart. I'll take immodesty out of their heart. I'll take sins out of their heart. And I will save them from the punishments in the hereafter. I will prepare for them. They will continue to be saved. And they won't be trapped. Yes, the traps will come. And calamities will come. But istiqamat, I will give to them steadfastness. That they will continue to be freed and saved from the traps. But whoever turns his face, who is ungrateful, says, oh, I can't do dhikr. This is too hard for me. These hadith are exchanged and shared for this reason. Can there be a bigger loser than this? Unfortunate, wretched person, all amal on one side, salah, reciting Quran, tabligh, propagation of deen, and all of these things on one side, reciting hadith, studying hadith, ilm, knowledge, everything's to one side. We are not competing with that. Everything should be done in parallel. But one thing, remember, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives to you through His dhikr is ajeeb and unique. It is ajeeb, unique, unparalleled reward. Where has it been said about any amal under the sun that Allah will give this reward? Rasulullah has not said in any hadith that there's no action greater than the dhikr of Allah that can save you from azab of the qabr. Dhikr of Allah is a beautiful, fantastic action. It's such an ajeeb, fantastic action. The insan should understand the impact of dhikr. It's a unique. And the sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, it has to be concise. Can there be anything more concise and simple than dhikr of Allah? Allah Ta'ala, through the Naqshbandi order, has given us such a way to do dhikr. We don't even have to move our tongues. Say subhanallah. We don't even need to waggle our tongues. Close your eyes, enjoy, continue to doze off, and your heart is alive, Allah says, to my name. For that you don't need to move your tongue. Allah says, already I have activated, your heart is moving. All you have to do is close your eyes and say, Allah, Allah, Allah. And even in your thoughts, all you have to do is say, Allah, Allah. That's it. Is there anything easier than this solution? Whose dua is this? I say, it's that sahabi's dua that asked for this nasiha, and his call was answered. May Allah Ta'ala give to me and you all the love of his dhikr. This is the most fantastic path. Brothers, never be lazy. We don't know how long this majlis will continue. I don't know, morning and evening, the majlis that we are adhering to, how long will it continue? Allah knows best. The khairat in front of you, look at the condition around you in the world, what's happening morning and evening. If we become ungrateful, then Allah Ta'ala will remove the gathering. Allah says, لَيَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَلَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, not just as even our children will receive dhikrullah. If you desire or not, whether you do tabligh or not to them, but Allah Ta'ala through the generations will give dhikr to their offspring. Today, such an insan has passed away, who's in our silsila. Four generations entered into this silsila during my life. Such great dhakir people, the person who's passed away with this disease, he passed away today. Four generations after him are joined. I remember that his great-grandfather came to me in the Khanqah in Manchester. Hazrat Sahab, give me 5 minutes. Hazrat Sahab, and from his offsprings, 4 generations today, alhamdulillah, are benefiting and they are attached to this dhikr. There are people like this. Allah's promise that you do shukr to me, you're grateful, I will deliver the dhikr to your generations. I will make it come onto their tongues. We are ungrateful, we sneeze a bit, we get unwell a bit, we run away. Oh, this is the biggest difficulty today, that we have stopped going to the masjid. To the masjid. What a great way out in the morning. The angels are descending, the mercies, the sun's rising, great light. We're sat in the dhikr of Allah, asking Allah, doing dua to Allah. And we say, Allah, we are sat here for you, Allah. Oh, and we're sending durood to the Khatmul Anbiya. Imagine the angels are so proud, such a jama'ah in that day and age of fitna, of disorder, disarray. All the world is somewhere else, have shunned your name, and they're sat for your name. Every one of us, we're running around the world with our own objectives, but the enjoyment is this, that we do all actions. Well, hadith, we have Quran, tafsir, commentary, but in parallel, the greatest action is what? Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. And see how nur and light comes in all of your other affairs in life. How can you reject dhikrullah? Allah's remembrance, these majalis, gatherings are rahmah of Allah, mercy of Allah, mercy of Allah, rahmah. Why? Remember this, that nasiha, who requested this? Sahabi, wasn't for listening. Whenever you sit down and you listen, every amal you listen, yes, you listen, but dhikr is not about listening, it makes you do it. You have to do it. I remember a statement of Hazrat Lahori rahmatullah, great Sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah, great Mufassir, commentator of Quran, Tafsir, Sheikh al-Hadith, Ahmad Ali Lahori, and a great Sufi. And you know about him better than me. So he said to his jama'ah, that remember, he was a great alim, scholar, Mufassir, commentator, ulama ikram came to him, to his service to learn. And Hazrat rahmatullah had lot of friendship with him, my Hazrat Sahib. And his murids, they came to Hazrat Sahib's Khan and spent their lives there. His murids, they spent their lives. He sent his murids to Hazrat Sahib's Khan, and they said, with our Sheikh's permission, we will spend. They came a young life and spent time in my Sheikh's Khan. He said, Rahmatullah, listen, dhikr, do dhikr, dhikr. I tell you, I do tafsir, I teach you Quran and ilm, but remember one thing, he said. That remember, under this, with this understanding, that the alim, the scholar, he makes the sweets, and the sheikh who teaches dhikr, he is the one who feeds you the sweets. So, do you want to eat the sweets, or do you want to manufacture the sweets? Do you want to taste the sweets? So, the scholar makes the sweets, but the dhakir who sits in front of the sheikh, he's tasting, experiencing the taste of the sweet. So, that's what dhikrullah is. It will give you the taste, the sensation. It will give you amal. It'll give you practice. So, this is the reason that as long this majlis continues, then be grateful servants of Allah. And be appreciative of this ni'mah of Allah, great reward we are getting. Be afraid of your qabr, of adab. Inna Allah sa'iul isab. The person who died yesterday, he said, I have left, departed the world, I'll give you a message. Today he who died is left, giving us a message. What are you doing? You will also come tomorrow. What are you doing here? They're saying to us when they die, that nasiya, we can't do anything now. It's very difficult for us in this day and age to practice. But at least you can do dhikr, can't you? Subhanallah. Morning and evening, at least you can come to the gathering of dhikr, or can't you? Is this something that requires effort? Dhikr majlis, is this hard work? How much time does it take? Will you come, brothers? Inshallah. Is this something to think about? This is a person who's got a brain. He's the one who understands that there can be no one more foolish. Allah's fadl, His karam, His mercy, His grace, and we leave it. The nasiha, grab hold of dhikr with firmness. Not for this reason that I want to make you mareed, I want to make you my students, or make a jama'ah cult. No, I have no regard to this. I'm giving dawah for the akhirah, for the hereafter. Make your akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq ability to practice on this, and may Allah save us from the ungrateful people. This is a great act of ungratefulness. Dhikr is being done here. Tell me, can there be a reason for an insan, human being, to live this? Sleepiness. Oh, I'm lazy. Well, if he, shaitan, puts the jazba into that person's heart, that dhikr is not necessary. It's not important. What's important? Oh, you have to do it tomorrow. What a great munafakat, hypocrisy. that without any genuine pressing need, that the glad tidings of paradise are being given to you in dhikr, and you are running out of the gathering with the takabbur, pride. Yes, that if 5 minutes you were to sit down, even 10 minutes, then you fulfill the rites of that dhikr gathering. So I've got to yaqeen, that person who sits for 5 minutes and crushes his nafs and desires and sits in the gathering, la zidannakum inshallah, before death, Allah will make that person a dhakir, a departed dhakir. He won't stop for 5 minutes then. He appreciated the gathering. Dalla, I'm very weak, but I'm scared that if I leave this majlis and run away, that okay, let me sit for 5 minutes. Nafs has grabbed me, overwhelmed me, and then that 5 minutes will become ni'mah for him. But this is a great achievement. But if a person just shuns it and puts his hands and says, ah, forget it, and runs away, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with sternness, and especially for this amal, Allah has said that don't leave this gathering. Don't leave this gathering. You're sat in the masjid, the majlis has started, dhikr is happening, and you depart from the doors? Huh? And no valid excuse, nothing at all. Why? It's alright, it's okay, I have no link with this gathering. What's going on here? I've got no time for this. These Sufis wasting time. I'll leave this gathering. No, it's not important, this action. Astaghfirullah ta'ala. That's why we have the condition around us that we see today. That's why we're in the circumstances that we're in. Yeah? So those people who turn the face from dhikr of Allah, various hadith, tomorrow I'll tell you the verse first, that those people who turn the face from the dhikr of Allah, what is the azab Allah ta'ala has prescribed for them? In the grave azab. Quran has explained the azab for those people who turn their face from dhikrullah, those people who make excuses and a fuss. What's Allah saying in the Quran regards to those people? Read it yourself. Read it yourself. The Quran hasn't come for reading. What's it come for? The Quran? Amal, for practice. This verse we repeat, we recite, we're doing the action. We don't do the action that's come in the verse. In the verse Allah says, beware, don't do an action. That you are lazy, neglectful of my remembrance, and you turn your face, you turn and run away from it. You recite the Quran. Many times you repeat that verse, but you don't do amal on that verse that we are reading. Is this not the case? We do the action which is against that verse. Then we say, why is this happening to us in our life? We'll realize in the akhir, in the hereafter, what's happening, what will be al-hal in Allah Siru al-Hisab. Very soon we will realize, very soon. Very weak we are, brothers. We are all weak. There are sins surrounding our life. What else is there? But at least take hold of the assistance that do my dhikr, Allah says. Take hold of that way out, and Allah will save us. He will help us, assist us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Min al-Amin. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen. Shafi'il Uzzamindah wa Yasin. Al-Habihi wal-Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا قديرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان ودخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا لو ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
جن حضرات نے اپنے بیماروں کی شفا کی دعا کے لیے کہا ہے ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں, اللہ پاک ان سب کو شفا کاملہ عاجل نصیب فرمائے. ہسپتالوں میں ہیں, گھروں میں ہیں, سب کے لیے اللہ میرے مولا ان کو شفا کاملہ عاجل نصیب فرمائے. یا اللہ اس موذی مرض سے تو ہم سب کو شفا کاملہ عاجل نصیب فرما, ہماری حفاظت فرما. اور جو اس بیماری کے غرض سے جو لوگ بیچارے انتقال کر چکے ہیں, ہمارے مانچسٹر کے بہت پرانے ساتھی ذکر کے اس بیماری سے آج انتقال کیا انہوں نے, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ اپنی رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرمائے, ان کی قبر کو کشادہ فرمائے, اور ان کے گھر والوں کو اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ صبر زمین نصیب فرمائے. ہمارے ایک ساتھی ہیں, ان کے بھائی اتوار کو انتقال فرما گئے, مسجد کے اندر سبحان اللہ زہر کے وقت تشریف لا رہے تھے تو ان کے انتقال ہو گیا سبحان اللہ. اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ایسی مسجد والی موت سب کو نصیب فرمائے, ان کو جنت میں عالم مقام نصیب فرمائے. ان کے جو چھوٹے چھوٹے بچے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی حفاظت فرمائے, یا اللہ ان کی تربیت کا انتظام فرمائے, ان کو حافظ قاری عالم بنائے, اپنے باپ کو صدقہ جاریہ بنائے. اور اسی طرح جو بھی حضرات اس دنیا سے جا چکے اس بیماری کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کی بخشش فرمائے, ان کے لیے جو مقدر فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ایسی بیماری کے لیے جو انعام تو عطا فرماتا ہے شہادت کا, اللہ تعالیٰ شہادت کا رتبہ نصیب فرمائے. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے, ہمارے لواحقین کی بخشش فرما دے, ہمارے جاننے والوں کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ جن کے لیے کوئی دعا مانگنے والا نہیں ملے مگر ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے, تمام مومن مومنات کی بخشش فرما دے. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ ہمیں ذکر کرنے والا بنا, یا اللہ ذکر سے محبت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ذکر سے محبت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ذکر سے محبت نصیب فرما. اللہ اغفر لنا والے والدینا واستاذینا ومشائخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.